Welcome to the Van City Holy Week podcast. Today is Holy Tuesday. Once upon a time, there was a wealthy man who owned a magnificent vineyard. His vineyard was tended by a master gardener, and the grapes cultivated there produced the most amazing wines. But in that vineyard lived another plant, a fig tree, which the man would often visit in search of fruit. The man hoped that from this single fig tree he could start a whole orchard, by which he might provide nourishing fruit to all the people of the surrounding lands. But sadly, even after looking for years, he never found a single fig. So the man called the gardener to him and said, "It's time we cut this fig tree down. I've been expecting fruit for years, but it still won't produce any. At this point, it's just a waste of soil. We must seek another plan for feeding the people in the lands around us." The master gardener replied, "Yes, I understand your concern. Still, with your permission, I would like to make one last effort. Give me one more year to fertilize the tree and tend to it. Who knows? Maybe it will finally bear fruit. But if it doesn't, then I will cut it down." To this, the vineyard owner agreed, and the gardener set to work. He dug around the tree, provided it with plenty of nutrients, watered it, and pruned it. In fact, the gardener became very fond of the tree, after all the effort he had put into caring for it. But alas, come next season, not a single fig was to be found. So it was, with a sense of sorrow and grief, that the gardener carried out the man's orders of cutting down the fig tree. It was split and seasoned and ultimately used for firewood. Today is the third day of Holy Week, sometimes called Fig Tuesday. It's on this day that we remember Jesus' prophetic sign act of cursing a fig tree. In the Hebrew scriptures, figs were often a metaphor for the fruitfulness of the people of God. Yahweh had chosen the people of Israel to be his special representatives to the rest of the world, and like a tree planted by a nourishing stream of water, they were called to produce fruit by which the nations might come and feast on the goodness of God. But instead of producing fruit, the Israelites had become like a barren tree with no figs to be found. The prophet Micah spoke concerning this, saying, "What misery is mine! I am like one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The faithful have been swept from the land. Not one upright person remains. Everyone lies in wait to shed blood. They hunt each other with nets. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. The ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright worse than a thorn hedge. The day God visits you has come, the day your watchmen sound the alarm. Now is the time of your confusion." Micah says that the people of God, and especially those who are the religious leaders, have turned from producing nourishing fruit and instead are like briars and thorn hedges. Instead of doing good, they spread violence and shed blood. Jesus was steeped in the Hebrew scriptures, and he saw himself as another voice in the Jewish prophetic tradition, so he uses the metaphor of the barren fig tree in an amazing way to teach his disciples an important lesson. In Matthew 21, verses 18 through 22, we read, "Early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, 'May you never bear fruit again.' Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. 'How did the fig tree wither so quickly?' they asked. Jesus replied, 'Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, "Go throw yourself into the sea," and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Perhaps unsurprisingly, the meaning of the prophetic sign act that Jesus performs goes straight over the disciples' heads. They're more concerned with how Jesus did what he did rather than why he did it or what it means. But it's easy for us to be distracted by the miracle too. When we read a story like this and hear Jesus' response about receiving whatever we ask for in prayer, our attention can quickly be given to the wrong thing. You see, the point of this miracle isn't about getting what we want from God. Instead, it's about Jesus pronouncing judgment on the corrupt religious leaders and the faithless people who have broken covenant with Yahweh. Instead of being a fruit-bearing fig tree, providing good fruit to the surrounding nations, Israel has become barren. They have become like briars and thorn bushes who will turn to violence and ultimately kill the Messiah, the Son of God sent to bring peace to them and to the world. When Jesus curses the fig tree during Holy Week, he is pointing to how the corruption of Israel's religious elite will soon come to an end. The old order of things will wither away, and a new covenant will soon be established through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Not only this, but Jesus invites his disciples to participate in his work, to partner with him in carrying it to the rest of the world. They will be able to pray to God to have this mountain thrown into the sea, meaning that they will continue to break down the corrupt temple system that prevented the nations from gaining access to God. The barrier that stands between Yahweh and the rest of the world will be thrown into the sea, and everyone will be invited into a life-renewing relationship with the Creator of the universe. And to this day, followers of Jesus get to participate with him in his work of breaking down the barriers that keep people from God and growing the family of his global church. As you continue through the rest of Holy Week, with your eyes set on the magnificence and the wonder of Easter, ask the Spirit to show you how to partner with Jesus in breaking down the barriers that keep people from entering the kingdom of God. How can you participate in throwing that mountain into the sea so that nothing holds people back from a relationship with their loving Savior? Thanks for listening to the Van City Holy Week podcast. Join us tomorrow for Holy Wednesday.